Princess Healy and Princess Phrixus lived in a white marble palace. They had beautiful clothes, lots of toys, and plenty of friends. At the snap of their fingers, slaves would come running to bring them anything they wanted. A bowl of juicy, fresh figs, a slice of bread and honey, or their own little chariot drawn by two donkeys. They should have been the happiest children in Greece. But since their stepmother, Ino, had arrived at the palace, everything had changed. All Ino ever did was complain. She walked around the palace with her two sons, inspecting things, moving things, and shrieking if she found anything not to her liking. And Helly and Phrixus were never to Ino's liking. In short, they could do nothing right. Try as they might to avoid her by hiding behind the tall white columns in the courtyard, or rushing into the garden at the sound of her approach. Whenever their stepmother finally caught up with them, they always seemed to be doing something wrong. And on this particular day, when Ino had found them frantically trying to piece together a broken jar, which had somehow fallen from the table, and was yelling at Helly and telling her what a wicked and ungrateful girl she was, Phrixus had caught his little sister's eye, and they both started to giggle. Then Ino screamed even louder, so all the dogs started barking and the slaves came running, and Ino had exploded.